Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Overthinking Cure. Today we're diving into something super important, practicing mindful communication. You know, that magical thing that can transform your relationships from meh to magnificent? Ever feel like you're just going through the motions in conversations? Like words are flying back and forth but nothing truly connects? Yeah, me too. But guess what? I'm not here to tell you about some complicated self-help hack. We're keeping it real, practical, and actionable because that's how we level up those connections, right? Think about it. When was the last time you truly felt heard? Not just like someone acknowledged your words, but understood the emotions behind them? That feeling of deep connection is what mindful communication is all about. It's about being present in the conversation, actively listening, and responding with intention. It's not always easy, I'll be honest. Our brains are wired to jump ahead, overthink, or even get caught up in formulating our own response before the other person even finishes speaking. But trust me, it's worth the effort. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you become a mindful communication master. 1. Listen like you mean it. This isn't just about hearing words, it's about truly absorbing them. When someone is talking, put down your phone, make eye contact, and focus on what they're saying. Don't just wait for your turn to speak. Be present in the moment and let their words sink in. You know that feeling when you're talking to someone and you feel like they're truly listening? That magic happens because of this. 2. Embrace silence. Yeah, I know it sounds counterintuitive, but silence can be powerful. Instead of filling every pause with chatter, give yourself and the other person a moment to process what's been said. This allows for deeper reflection and often leads to more meaningful insights. Think of it like a mini break in the conversation that helps both parties recharge and connect on a deeper level. 3. Ask clarifying questions. Don't just assume you understand everything. When something is unclear, don't hesitate to ask. It shows genuine interest and helps ensure everyone is on the same page. You'd be surprised how often a simple question can clear up confusion and lead to a more fulfilling conversation. 4. Use I statements. Instead of blaming or accusing others, focus on expressing your own feelings and experiences. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me feel," try, "I feel," when. This shifts the focus from blame to understanding and creates a more open and honest space for communication. 5. Be authentically you. Let go of trying to be someone you're not. Vulnerability is actually a strength in communication. Sharing your true thoughts and feelings, even the uncomfortable ones, can create a deeper sense of connection and trust. Remember that time you were truly heard? That feeling of being understood, validated, and seen for who you are. That's the power of mindful communication. It's not about perfection, it's about showing up with intention, actively listening, and connecting on a deeper level. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're having a disagreement with a loved one. Instead of letting frustration take over, you pause, take a deep breath, and listen to their perspective without judgment. You ask clarifying questions to make sure you understand, then express your own feelings using I statements. The result? A conversation that feels honest, respectful, and ultimately strengthens your bond. See what I mean? It's not just about the words, it's about the intention behind them. So, my friends, how can we put these tips into action today? Start by paying extra attention to your conversations. Notice your own thought patterns and habits. Are you interrupting? Jumping ahead? Instead, focus on truly hearing what others have to say. Even small changes can make a big difference. Remember, mindful communication is a journey, not a destination. Keep practicing, keep learning, and most importantly, keep connecting. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me. You can find me on Instagram at OverthinkingCure. Until next time, keep those minds quiet and connections strong.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.